We need to talk about hair and beauty treatments and brands and all that kind of stuff, because we actually love our beauty treatments in Ireland. Love, love, love. Our hair and beauty sector, listen to this, is worth an estimated 2.6 billion. So how can we make sure the things that make us look and feel better don't take a massive toll on our planet? Well, joining me in studio to chat about how we can work sustainably into our beauty routines is broadcaster and sustainability expert, Fionnuala Moran. Morning.
Hello. How
Hello.
Are we?
Hello. Okay, let me ask you this. Let me start by saying, you know, celebrities, because we talked about this on the show, celebrities not sharing, will that save the planet?
Yeah, the climate crisis is done.
Okay, they great.
It's just done.
2.6 billion, that is crazy.
I know, but like, to be fair, we need it. Like, is there anyone walking around sun-kissed this summer from staying in Ireland? I don't think so.
No, okay. And it's not just individuals. What progress has happened in Ireland in recent years? What have companies done?
So beyond our celebrity overlords who obviously are saving the planet by not showering but still hopping on their private jets and not using deodorant like Cameron Diaz hasn't done in 20 years, there's lots of stuff that is happening way above our level, which is always reassuring because there's only so much we can all do ourselves. So to know things are going on a bigger level gives me a bit of peace anyway, and I hope it makes other people feel the same. If we cast our mind back, this has been one of the massive success stories of countries all coming together and figuring out how we can fix things. Do you remember the hole in the ozone layer?
I remember that. Is that still around?
Yeah, that's because we were all going around stinking, spraying ourselves, running around to Irish College with all of these awful things. Aerosols in them. They had CFC-propelled aerosol cans there. But in 1989, there was a ban on them. It's called the Montreal Protocol, and that was a massive, massive success story. So now that's all fixed. The ozone layer is all fixed. And that's something we all collectively did together by banning the products at source.
I love that you started this segment with being positive. I was ready for an onslaught of what I was doing wrong. So that is really good to know, because honestly, I didn't know what happened there, because there was such talk of the ozone layer and, you know, the problem's going to cause and we're all going to burn to death and all that. So it's lovely to hear that we're capable of change.
Absolutely. And that's something when everyone came together, and this was before climate change was as prevalent as it was in our news cycle, before we knew how bad it was. So that was just one example of how we have previously worked together. A more recent one you might remember, and anyone who was a teenager in the noughties will remember this, because my lord, the stuff we scraped our face with exfoliating was like cement. Do you remember microbeads?
Yeah.
They were this massive thing and they were in everything, and we were basically like promoting that they were in everything. It was a really positive thing. But back in 2020, we banned those. So that saved billions of microplastics flowing into our water systems. Previously, there would have been, I think it was about 2,000 to 3,000 tons of them going into the sea a year. So that's a great reduction that's happened as well. So that's another massive thing that's been done above our level. So the stuff that ends up on our shelves is brilliant, and we don't have to think about it because it's being fixed beyond us. Okay. So it can make our life a little bit simpler.
Okay, how does ditching the linear economy help?
So this is lovely. We've talked about this before in terms of cleaning products and different things around the house that we're switching out, using refillables, using things with less packaging, or just switching packaging, picking smarter things. So anything where there's an option for plastic, think about like every shampoo bottle we've ever used. Those are basically still in existence for the most part, unless they've been incinerated, which is not great. So where we can, if we're using refillable products, lots of different brands doing this at the moment now, like The Body Shop, L'Occitane, any of the brilliant eco shops all around the country will have these options. Or you can go for no packaging. Lovely companies doing those. My boyfriend started using the shampoo bars. There's conditioner bars and exfoliator bars as well. They're all brilliant. Or then as well, if you can just choose glass instead of plastic, that's brilliant as well. Infinitely recyclable. So is aluminium, but you don't see as many beauty products in those, although The Body Shop do have a few now. So lots of different things like that, and even things like reusable face masks. If anything, if you just do a little edit of your skincare routine, look in the cupboard and say, what if this is single use? What's filling up the bin in the bathroom every week? Is it cotton buds? You can get reusable ones of them. Is it any of the makeup wipes that you're using? You can get reusable ones of them now. So that can be as easy. You don't need to go out and buy loads of stuff. Again, with sustainability, what you have at home is often the handiest thing. Cutting up an old t-shirt can be a great way to wipe your makeup off.
What?
Yeah, reusing the fabric.
Cloth.
If you have a lovely bit of cloth.
Mad for a face cloth.
Yeah,
I'm
well, there you go.
Mad for
and it's an elevated experience, I feel, than the little cotton bits, and then you get the little fluffy bits all over
your
face.
I'm in a habit, and I'm going to stop it now that you're in and reminded me. I love an L sheet mask for my skin.
Okay, very good.
I do like them. But I remember having a tub of a face mask, and I used to put it on, and that would last longer. So I might go back to that.
Lovely.
Obviously, it is filling up the bin.
Well, and this is the thing, not just the bin, beyond the bin, if you think deep down beyond under the ground where all the sewer gremlins live, there's things called fatbergs. And if anyone's having their lunch, do not Google that word. But if we think about makeup wipes, which were like huge for years, and now I think we're all a bit more educated in the skincare, we've all been told not to use them now, but there's still people flushing down the toilets, and along with like...
Surely not.
Surely. Ask anyone who works in your local waterworks some of the stuff they've had to clear out. It's diabolical. So these gather along with all sorts of other hideous stuff that we won't talk about on the radio at this hour. But even if you think about like the oil, say you do a Sunday roast, do not pour that oil and grease down the sink because that'll harden. Obviously, it's liquid when you've done it in the roasting tin. That'll harden. Stick to all these other things that shouldn't have gone down there and make a big sewer monster worthy of Ghostbusters. So that's another thing that we're just getting out of our routine, yeah, using lovely reusable stuff, and then you don't need to think about buying it every other week because you have it there, so you end up saving yourself money as well. Even things like razors, disposable ones, using the steel ones are infinitely reusable then.
Okay, or just be hairy. It's better for the
that
environment.
Too.
Why is the high maintenance to be low maintenance trend good for sustainability?
So speaking of being hairy, it's not something that I personally choose, but if it's how you go, absolutely grand. I love this trend because it basically alleviates, again, all of these routines that we'd have to do loads of times. So say back when I would have been shaving, it's all these canisters of shaving cream, it's all these disposable razors all the time, and that's a load of mess and it's a load of expense. But a few years ago, I started getting laser hair removal, and then you just don't have to do anything, which is absolutely fantastic. So that's a whole heap of your beauty routine taken out of your hands. Any of those longer lasting treatments are really good like that, be it semi-permanent makeup, if you're getting fibres, anything like that done, or even lash lifts to save you doing loads of work every single day. And it just makes you low maintenance.
Yes.
A little bit high maintenance
when
you're getting it done.
Can we talk about sunscreen?
Yeah, this is a fascinating one. So it's obviously there's bigger things in the world to concern ourselves about, and if we just work on solving climate change more generally, that's fantastic. But you can see now on a lot of the sun creams there's reef safe stickers. So so anything that's easily absorbed into our skin is also easily absorbed into sea life, like dolphin skin or anything else like that as well. So oxybenzone, that's one of the really really bad things that we can see in all of the different sea life things, and that's going to attack coral or any kind of seaweeds or anything like that. So that's one we're really trying to avoid. And apparently just one drop of that can contaminate the equivalent of 6.5 Olympic sized swimming pools of water, and that will do damage to coral. So we see 14,000 tons of sun cream going into the sea every year. Now, I don't know how many times you'd have to reapply to get that on yourself, but that is a lot of sun cream, and that's all going to do damage. So nano zinc oxide is another ingredient to dodge as well, but these are getting more clearly marked now, so you can put them on in confidence. There's a really good one from Amazing, and there's another good one from Ren. So there are two brands to look out for those if you want to make sure that you're not also putting sun cream on the dolphins.
Are lads infinitely more sustainable because they use less products? And you know what I mean? I mean, do they have to be conscious in any way?
To my absolute fury, yeah. Yes, because their skin remains perfect despite them not doing anything to it, which is very, very annoying.
And you mentioned your boy's friend start using the bars.
Yeah, so he also is a big fan of just not using shampoo. Now, this is his own little journey that he's on. He's going to end up like one of those.
Tell me about this journey. Go on.
Yeah, so he thinks shampoo makes his hair fluffy, whereas my hair is an absolute crow's nest if I don't use shampoo. Mm. So I need to straighten it back out with the lovely silky shampoos. So yeah, I don't know if that's a male privilege thing coming in here and they just get to be naturally gorgeous all the time. Very frustrating.
It is annoying. Okay, so who's top class for sustainability beauty in Ireland? Who do we need to go to? You mentioned a couple there. The Body Shop, you said, is very good.
Yes.
Is very good in that we can buy them anywhere. You also said, who else did you say?
We've got L'Occitane have some of the refillables, but if we're talking Irish brands, yes, really, really top of the class is Sea Body. We've spoken about them before when they got the Positive Luxury Butterfly mark. They're the first Irish brand to do that. So
Sea
that is
Body.
Absolute best in class there. But there's really cool stuff going on as well with people leaning into the circular economy and reuse. There's two sisters in Dunleary, Sive and Aislinn, and they set up Bean Around, spelt like the food bean, but it's about coffee beans. So they've invented this really lovely exfoliating block. They smell absolutely gorgeous, but it's just made from like the old coffee beans and or grinds that you use and then you throw out, or I put them on the garden to make all my flowers have a little bit of food and be blooming lovely. But they've got gorgeous exfoliating blocks now, and it all came from their dad having psoriasis and him having to use like really, really careful skin ingredients just to make sure he didn't flare himself up. But that was a really cool little innovation that we found.
That is amazing. What about DIY? Do you do a lot of DIY stuff with face masks yourself?
Speaking of psoriasis, I did when I had that, because when mine was at my worst, I found just hot water and oats. Whatever's in the oats really, really calmed it down. I know Aveeno and lots of different brands use oats as well, but I was using like just the oats that you'd have in your kitchen in hot water. It was really, really calming for me.
Good for chicken pox as well, if your kid gets chicken
pox. There you go.
I've got the oats in a pair of tights. I'm telling you.
Yeah, the same, the same. It's brilliant. And I'm sure anyone listening in will probably have loads of their own DIY ones that they swear by. I remember growing up, I used to do lots of my own homemade face masks, and it's a good way to dodge food waste. A few bananas that are kind of maybe gone a little bit beyond what you'd want to eat, but you can mash them up and shove them on your face, and the honey and stuff is good for people as well. But you do have to be careful about these things as well, because it's a TikTok trend at the moment and everyone is saying that apricot seeds cured their acne, but everyone is coming out and saying, no, don't do this, because there's cyanide in those. So, like, I don't know.
There's a fine line.
Yeah.
You need to know what you're doing, I find. Like that perfume I used to make for my mom. Homegrown, all natural, organic, with muddy water, rose petals, all different petals from the garden. I'd make her wear it when she was going out. Probably not the best.
No.
Probably not the best.
There's a spectrum of these things.
You kind of have to try and test these things when you're doing it. And do your research. Absolutely. Fionnuala, thank you so much for that. To get more beauty tips from broadcaster and sustainability expert Fionnuala Moran, you can find her on Instagram or TikTok as well, at Fionnuala Moran. Go and check it out. And you're flat out doing videos and showing people how to be sustainable and live their best life. Jen Zamparelli on RTE 2FM.